Closed Loop is an innovative plastics recycling centre in Dagenham, but it was inspired by the Sydney Olympics, as founder Chris Dow explains.
I was involved in a company in Australia that were tasked with the responsibility to ensure that Sydney achieved the title, the greenest games ever, and I think anyone who's been close to the Sydney Olympics would agree that it was a spectacular success and really did set new patterns for how events like that should be delivered. For example, all the materials that went into the venues were specifically designed to ensure that it could be recycled. And it was such an incredible experience that, you know, I've just fallen in love with the whole subject, and I fervently believe that it's the way, as a society, we need to start to think, and that is the closed-loop economy. We need to see how we can take materials that we're consuming and actually use them as a resource and put them back into our economy in useful packaging and useful items that will give us the best possible environmental outcome. The Sydney Olympics was what inspired me, and my business partner, Rob Pascoe, a man of great energy and enthusiasm, we both hocked our houses and put a bit of money together and we pursued the dream of delivering a world-class food-grade recycling plant close to one of the world's greatest cities, London. And we can take in virtually any plastic bottle produced in the market in the UK. So as a nation, this facility is assisting the United Kingdom in shrinking its carbon footprint.
But you talk about you can recycle any type of plastic bottle. Is it just bottles, or are there different types of plastic that we need to be aware of when it comes to recycling?
What we recycle here are PET and HDPE, two plastics that we seek out. So whether it comes in a bottle or a tray, we would seek to convert that back into a usable material. There are a number of different polymers used in various applications throughout the marketplace, but by far the dominant two are PET and HDPE. To give you an idea what they are, PET could be a water bottle used by some of the big soft drink companies. It's a very strong polymer. It deals with carbonation well, and it secures the material. Most of all, it delivers the material in very good form, so it does its job. The other polymer is that we focus on here is high-density polyethylene. Now, that is most commonly used in the dairy industry. It's an outstanding form of packaging for milk. It produces that bottle with a very handy handle that we have in the fridge, and it delivers the material in the right shape. So high-density polyethylene has become the polymer of choice for the dairy industry, and we would take in, goodness knows, millions of bottles every day, and we convert them back into a material that goes back into a bottle. So the two, in answer to your question, two very specific polymers, but by far the largest polymer population in the marketplace.
That's Chris Dow from Closed Loop Recycling. For more information, visit closedlooprecycling.co.uk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.